You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
Joining us on the line now is the ANC's chief whip, Jackson Mthembu. Good morning, Jackson.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for coming on the show and giving us a minute. I know it's a busy day for you, but I appreciate your time.
It's very, very busy. In fact, I must go to caucus now.
Okay, can I ask you just two questions, Jackson? The first is...
Yes.
President Jacob Zuma, would the country be better off if he was not president tomorrow?
The ANC will be voting against the motion of the Democratic Alliance in this motion of no confidence, because the ANC cannot vote with the opposition to remove its own government and president. It's unprecedented. Our electoral system is a party-based political system. Therefore, we cannot come here to Parliament as MPs of the ANC, vote in pursuit of a motion that comes from our detractors.
Jackson, I don't know if there's a...
There are no difficulties. No. There are difficulties.
Yeah, but you're answering the question I didn't answer. Maybe you've rehearsed what line you're going to give to the media. Here's the question that I'm asking. I don't care about the opposition, Baba. My question is simple. Yes. Would South Africa be better off if Jacob Zuma wasn't president?
South Africa will have to come up with a mechanism, either through the ANC itself or through a judicial commission of inquiry, to dig deeper into the difficulties we are faced with, inclusive of state capture, so that whoever is responsible for those is then held to account, even if it is the President of the Republic.
Would South Africa be better off without Jacob Zuma, yes or no?
No, we are saying you do so, answer that question by conducting an inquiry, a judicial inquiry, to dig deeper into the national grievance. The national grievance today, Eusebius, is state capture. You therefore need to drill deeper into that national grievance so that on the basis of the outcome of a credible investigation, you can then say, are we better off with this person or not better off with this person?
Jackson, you're playing games with me. Are you sincerely telling the country?
I'm answering your question.
You are answering the question, but I'm not convinced, knowing your history, that you are being honest. My question to you, Jackson, is are you genuinely in your heart of hearts telling the country right now that you are agnostic about the Gupta email leaks, about the state capture report from Thuli Maroncela, that you need further forensic evidence before you can have a definitive view on whether the president is good or bad for the country?
In fact, Thuli Maroncela herself said that there must be a judicial commission of inquiry because her own findings were not conclusive. She said so herself, and we are fully supportive that, in fact, a judicial commission of inquiry should have been instituted. You are asking this question on a day when there's a vote of no confidence coming from the opposition desks today. That's why you're asking this question, and that's why I'm answering it in the manner I'm answering it.
No, Jackson, you have changed your tune. Let me take you back to October. Can I quote you?
Let me tell you, I've not changed my tune. I've never said I will vote with the opposition to remove my president. Never. I've never at any time...
No, Jackson, hold on, Jackson. Let's distinguish two things. Because you are answering a question I never asked. I'm not asking you whether it's cool to vote with the DA. I'm asking your view about the president. And I will take you back to your own words. On the 23rd of October 2016, you were very clear. You even labeled this government in some respects as being as bad as in the apartheid era because state agencies are pursuing their own ministers. What has happened to that, Jackson Mthembu?
Definitely, if the ANC itself, through its own processes, were to come to that conclusion, I will agree with that conclusion. But that conclusion cannot be brought forcefully to us through an opposition that has clearly made up its mind and has said from time immemorial that their aim is to remove the ANC. They have said so time and time again, I cannot be working with the opposition to remove my own government.
Which leaves us with one question then. If you would rather get rid of him through an ANC motion of no confidence, have you already started the process of doing so? Where's the ANC's motion?
The ANC has deliberated on this matter more than once in its National Executive Committee and indeed has come to a different outcome. And I am bound by the deliberations of an organization and a leadership structure that I am part of. That is the NEC of the ANC. It has deliberated this matter last November and again came to deliberate on this matter this year in May. In all these instances, I did make my views in ANC meetings. Be that as it may, the ANC has decided to take a particular approach on this matter, and President Zuma has not been recalled. It's a standing decision of the ANC. That decision is binding to me as a leader of the ANC and as a member of the ANC.
Okay, final.
And as a member of parliament of the ANC.
Final question, because you've got to go, Mr. Mutembu. 30 seconds. Are you saying that the pleasure of the opposition parties, if JZ were to go today, is something that weighs far heavily on your mind when you vote this afternoon than what is in the interest of the country?
What makes you think that an opposition motion is in the interest of the country? First of all, the opposition motion is in the interest of the opposition. Is the opposition that will be victorious? Is the opposition that will be beneficial? Is there tales that will be high up? Is them that will start their campaign for 2019 from this afternoon if Jacob Zuma is removed? Is therefore not in the interest of the country, but it is more in the interest of the opposition that also trapped and came together to remove the ANC, no matter its majority in Tswane, no matter its majority in Johannesburg. It is in the nature of the opposition that they would like to remove the ANC from power. They have said so themselves. I am just restating what they have said. Why would ANC MPs then assist an opposition that has sworn itself to remove the ANC from power by acting in the interest of the opposition?
Because the ruinous effect of... Yes, but the reason is the fact that the opposition party will gloat doesn't mean that you also have a different motivation, which is that President Jacob Zuma is a wrecking ball. And if he is a wrecking ball, you should put the partisan consideration aside and do what is in the best interest of reversing the rot at the heart of the state.
I will tell you that what is in the best interest of the DA in this motion is removal of the ANC from government. That is in the best interest of the DA, of the EFF, of COPE. They have not missed their ways. Now, as an ANC member, I will not assist them to remove my own government, Eusebius. If the ANC comes with its own process and believe that this is the way to go, I am an ANC member in good standing. I will abide by whatever process the ANC comes up with. I can't be abiding by a process that comes from an opposition that has sworn to removal of the ANC from office.
Okay.
I will not, and members of the ANC will not liquidate themselves.
Okay, we're going to leave.
To the DA motion.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. Thank you, Mr. Mutembu. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Eusebius. You are my friend. You remain my friend.
We're very good friends and we have a good rapport. And also my job is to keep it honest. I'm afraid this is not your finest hour.